Hello and welcome to episode number 2. Good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you are listening. And episode number 2 is all about nutrition. For some, this may be repetitive, if you like, because the real idea behind nutrition is it hasn't changed for years. It hasn't changed for years. The fundamentals of nutrition and what you need to do hasn't changed. There are lots of information that get brought out, mainly over social media and the internet, of the latest must-used diet or pill or something like that, that is the only way that you can lose weight. And they are, most of them, if I'm being honest, are rubbish. Some of them will work, but will only work for a short amount of time. Others will also work because they hit one of these key fundamentals that we are looking for, but they don't acknowledge that that's what they're actually doing. So, for those that have listened to me before about nutrition and stuff like that, I apologise, sort of, but sort of not, because maybe you do need to hear it again. Now, everything I say over the next, I'm going to try and keep it under 20 minutes, in terms of hitting numbers, the roles of macros, keeping it balanced and everything like that, is all these things are harder to do than they are to say. So it's far easier for me to sit here and say, this is what you need to do. But actually getting someone to do it is far, far harder. And that's almost where I'm going to start with nutrition, is a lot of nutrition comes down to habits and people being stuck in old habits and not being able to stick to new ones. So yes, try and follow what I say if you're going to use it to change what it is you are eating to get a result at the end of it. But just because I'm saying it doesn't make it easy, and it's not easy. What you need to do is work out what you do wrong, if you like. Work out why you do it wrong. So most people will relate food to a time, an activity, a circle of friends, something like that. So it's important to try and identify what it is that is your initial trigger, if you like, that makes your food go slightly wrong or not in line with where it should be. Which sometimes it is, you can do it quite easy. Sometimes it needs someone from the outside to look in, just to highlight and look at when you are eating particular foods or that kind of, or overeating in general, and how you can go about. The first thing you can do, if you can identify when or why, it's far, far easier then to change it. And you can change it with little words stuck somewhere or just little ideas that you tell yourself. So that's how I'd start. But going into nutrition in terms of the foundations, if you like. So first and foremost, the calorie is the king. All right, that this has never changed. Calories is a form of energy that food is essentially measured in. If you want the technical measurement of energy, it's the amount of energy it takes to heat up a kilogram of water by 1 degree or something, 1 degree Celsius or something like that. It's pretty close to that. But calories is what we measure food in. It's the amount of energy that is in every type of food that we eat. So counterbalance that is the body needs a certain amount of energy just to stay alive. It needs a little bit more to function, and it needs a little bit more to do all the activities that we do in a day. If we add up all of what we do in a day, so we can have our, BMR, basal metabolic rate. So if we were not to get out of bed at all, the body would require an amount of calories just to survive. And that is a very, very, very large percentage of our total calorie that our body is going to burn in a day. On top of that, we've got just general activity. Okay, so this is not specific exercise. This is general activity. So, you know, walking around the house, sitting up, fidgeting, all that sort of thing, talking. Add into that exercise. So that's a few more calories. And add into that the thermic effect of food. So some foods will use more calories than others in terms of digestion and the effect they have on the body. But that is a very, very minimal amount. So throw in those four categories that we've got. So BMR, activity, exercise, and thermic effect of food. You have a total calorie allowance, if you like, that your body needs in a day. So let's say that that is 2,000. If you then eat the sum total of 2,000 calories, regardless of where it comes from, you will stay exactly the same. Okay, consistent that over the period of a week and a month, you will stay exactly the same. Now, you can change your calorie balance or the amount of calories your body is burning just simply by doing enough, a little bit more activity, a little bit more exercise, and that sort of thing. So yes, it might be, you may well be tracking everything and consuming 2,000 calories, but your weight may go up or down. That is because the amount of calories your body is burning is altering slightly. So yes, on the front of it, it's a simple in and out calculation. Actually, all the chemical reactions that are going on in your body can adjust your BMR and your total calorie burning for the day. You can physically do exercise, activity to alter your nutritional balance. And that is what we are trying to do. When we set goals for steps in a day, or when people go to the gym, they try to alter their BMR or their total calorie allowance to for any reason. It's not just to improve calorie allowance to help reduce body weight. A large majority of that is. And some people do make a mistake of thinking if they go on a treadmill, that that's the best way of doing it. And actually, it's probably not. But that's a whole different episode. But you can change the calorie balance. It's not set in stone. Now, going back to our example, if your calorie allowance is 2,000 and you were to consume 2,200 over the course of a week and a month consistently, your body weight will go up. Okay, if your calorie balance doesn't change on the output. If you consume 1,800, your weight will go down. Again, assuming that you don't change your calorie balance or your calorie allowance that your body is using. Now, just quick examples. If you were to increase your activity from 10,000 steps to 15,000, your calorie balance would increase. So essentially, you could eat a bit more to stay the same. Or you could just consume the same amount of calories that you were doing before and your weight will go down. If you were to go to the gym and do some form of resistance exercise, you can increase muscle mass, which will also increase your calorie balance. But again, it's a very fine line of a balancing act. Okay, but if your weight is going up, you are consuming more calories than your body requires. Okay, if you take nothing else away from that, that is it. You can use calculations and consume those calories, but if your weight still goes up, you are consuming more calories than you require, which means that calculation may be slightly wrong. Okay, there are many calculations out there, some more accurate than others, but what you have to remember is they are just calculations. The best way of working out what your calories are is to follow it a set amount over the period of a week probably to get a more accurate answer, a couple of weeks, and track your weight on a daily basis and work out an average. And if your weight goes up, you know you need to bring your calories down slightly. If your weight is going down, you know you need to bring them up. And then that's your number. What you don't then need to do is put that back into a calculator again, because you've already got the most accurate reading that you possibly could have. So hopefully that makes a bit of sense on the calorie front. Like I say, it is not a sort of simple concept, but there are lots of tricky bits that go into it. But first and foremost, your starting point should be put your information into a calculator, see what comes out, consume those calories for a week, 2 weeks, tracking accurately in terms of measuring food out, tracking all your drinks, food, snacks, and then looking to see what your weight does and adjusting off of that. Moving on then, on to macros and nutrients, if you like. So there are, going back to old school GCSEs, if you like, 7 nutrients. All right, 3 of which are the main ones. So proteins, fats and carbs. Now, obviously, we want a nice balance of everything. Do not disregard your micronutrients, because we're not going to talk about them in a great deal here. They are important for health and body function, cell function, hydration, good skin, good hair, good nails and all the rest of it. But the 3 we're going to focus on is proteins, fats, carbs. Now, with just dropping back quickly, if you are following this and using it to try and set up a nutritional plan for yourself, the first thing you need to do is calculate your calories, which you can find, like I said, a calculator on the internet or anywhere like that. What you then need to do, or what the way I do it, is calculate your protein intake first. Okay, so from that, your protein intake. Protein is very important for recovery and repair. Okay, and this is not just for people exercising. This is for everyone. What you then need to do is calculate your body weight. And there's 2 ways you can then work out your protein intake. Either it is roughly 1 gram per pound of body weight, or 1 gram per 1.5 kilograms of body weight. Okay, so if you are 140 pounds, you need to consume 140 grams of protein. Hopefully that makes sense with all those numbers that I've just read out. If you are measuring it in kilograms, so say if you are 70, bit of maths for me here, times that by 1.5 would give you 105 kilograms. Okay. Now, there is nothing wrong with eating slightly more than that. Okay, there's been some bits that get put out about it being bad for you. It's not. I tend to overconsume, and some people tend to, I would recommend people do that, because protein helps you feel fuller for longer, and it can have a positive effect on your calorie balance over time, a bit like what I said about thermic effect of food. I have found that it can help increase that ever so slightly. But the main thing is it keeps you fuller for longer, which hopefully, particularly if you are trying to lose weight, that will help you in controlling your calories. Okay. What we then need to do is whatever grams you've got is times that by 4. That is the number of calories that you are going to consume for protein. So every gram of protein has 4 calories. Okay, so say if we take our 140 grams of protein and we times that by 4, that gives us the number of calories for protein. What we then need to do is take that number away from the total calorie allowance. Okay, so for really simple maths, okay, I'm going to use 2,000 calories. Okay, say if my protein calories has come out at 500, I've now got 1,500 calories remaining. Okay, What I then need to do is work out how much of that I'm going to give to carbohydrates and how much of that I'm going to give to fats. Okay, now this is where it's almost a little bit up to you. I tend to recommend just a balance, okay, of half and half. However, if you're a person that prefers carbohydrates, you can eat more carbohydrates. If you're a person that prefers more fats, you can eat more fats. Okay, and it's a bit like a balancing seesaw. Okay, if you increase carbohydrates, decrease your fats slightly. Otherwise, your calories are going to go over the top. Okay, now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky. Okay, so carbohydrates are similar to protein in that 1 gram of carbohydrates is 4 calories. Okay, 1 gram of fats is 9 calories. So your grams in terms of carbs and fats, if you put them on an equal seesaw, are not going to be the same. Because what we're trying to balance out is the calorie content of carbohydrates and fats. So just be aware of that when you are calculating this last little bit. Okay, what you need to do is times your grams of carbohydrates by 4, times your grams of fats by 9, and that gives you your total calorie balance. Okay, and what you need to do is just make sure that that is not above your total calorie balance for the day. Okay, hopefully all those that make sense. If you are really stuck with this, feel free to send me a message, and I have my own calculator that I think is very, very, very accurate. And I can send you that in a matter of minutes if I've lost you a little bit on the calculations here. But one of the important things, make sure your calories are balanced over time. Make sure you consume enough protein. Calculate that first. Use a seesaw to balance your fats and carbs, but just be aware that fats have more calories per gram than both the other macronutrients. But the important element is to try and get a balance. Okay, now, there are, obviously, if you've got food allergies and things like that, you obviously need to allow for them, but try and get a balanced diet overall. Now, moving on to what we call these fad diets, so things like low carb, keto, whatever else is out there. I'm trying to remember now. I can't ever remember them. I just disregard a lot of them. What these do, and based on research, and I'm not going to go too far into research principles or anything like that now, but all these diets over time, it's, yes, there is good research that they work. There is also a lot of research that suggests people that follow these restrictive diets rebound very, very, very quickly, because it's very hard to follow a restrictive diet. And when they unrestrict that diet, is they rebound straight back and put a lot of weight back on. Okay, which is why I am a very big advocate of keeping things balanced, not restricting too much, so you can follow your nutritional plan over a long period of time and then ease back into a balanced calorie consumption once you've achieved what it is you want out of your nutritional diet, if you like. One thing is what these fad diets do is, yes, fasting is on there as well, is yes, they will work. But what they all do is they create this calorie imbalance, if you like, whether you want to increase your weight or decrease your weight. So, for example, I'm going to take fasting. Is fasting closes off a window that you cannot eat. So essentially reduces the amount of time you can eat. And over time, this can help contribute to a calorie deficit, which is going to help you lose weight. Similar to a low-carb diet or a non-carb diet is where people will completely cut out eating carbohydrates, which logically is going to reduce your calorie intake, okay, over time. But the problem is when people add these nutrients, add carbohydrates back in or open up this 24-hour window to eat again, is they then tend to overeat and rebound back the other direction. So it's not that these diets don't work. It's almost that they do work, but only in the short time, in the short term. So in my opinion, the better overall way of approaching this is to be balanced and think of the long term. Okay, there is no food that you need to restrict. You can lose weight eating a chocolate bar. You can lose weight eating ice cream. You can lose weight eating a takeaway. As long as you make adjustments and allowances over the course of a day and a week. And this is why I encourage tracking. If you track on a day-by-day basis, you can adjust for the days either side. So if you know you're going to overconsume the following day, you can reduce the day before and the day after. It allows us to course correct on our journey. And as long as that overall average for the week and for the month is what we want, then we're going to see results, which is why I encourage course correct daily, use the average results that we take from a week and a month, and you will get where you want to get to. Right, that is nutrition fundamentals summed up in just over 20 minutes. Hopefully you're able to follow it. Like I say, any feedback, anything like that, if you think this might be useful to a friend, please share it with them. And again, if you enjoyed it, let me know. Add a comment, send me a message, do whatever you would like to do, just to let me know that you have enjoyed it and found some sort of use for it. So once again, thank you for listening, and I look forward to seeing, hearing you on the next episode.